The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome back to this week's edition of Outside the Pizza Box, the Kangaroo Impeachment. And Jimmy K, this has been like the coldest February. I don't know which is colder, this February or the grips of the Republican Party.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
As far as the weather, I think this cold snap happens every year.
No, man, I remember February thaws, but I also remember that my whole life, I was like, this is the shortest month because it's the most brutal at times. Like, some of the worst blizzards I ever remember were February. And then I was reading about some of the worst storms north of here on the Great Lakes. Yikes! 20-foot waves. No, we didn't have any of that on our lake or our river, but it's, you know, I'm tired of it.
It is starting to wear.
You know?
It's been below zero for a week now. Basically,
I think longer. Yeah. I mean, overnight, yeah, it's been below zero most of the time now for a week straight, and I worry about the cat that I take care of. And so everybody, you got animals outside, there's one thing, you know, they got to get out of the wind, which I don't have to worry about him doing that. He's got places to go out there.
This is an outside cat?
Yeah, it's an abandoned store and an abandoned farmhouse next to each other. So, that, you know, he's got places to go. And the other animals use it, too. You can see their trails and stuff. But there's one thing they need besides getting out of the wind, and that's water.
Yeah.
When it gets below zero. So if you got pets outside, make sure they get their water every day. But yeah, let's get back to this. This is just a joke watching this, right? Because first of all, I don't know about everybody else, but like in December, I mean, we can even go back and check on the Devil's Advocates radio show where I said, well, this is going to be something on January 6th, man. This violent event that's going to happen. And everybody knew it, right? I mean, didn't we? And how did we know? Because Trump organized and advertised it. I mean, social media, the news, you know, well, he couldn't, you know, do too much. He can't do anything now because everybody shut him down. So, you know, why hasn't anybody brought that up, you know, at this fake hearing that, first of all, it reminded me a lot about watching legislation during Act 10 and stuff, where you watch the Republicans doodling or playing on their phones or rolling their eyes, not listening. It's a non-hearing at that point, folks, because they're not there to listen to facts or listen to witnesses, and they hate having witnesses. And I just saw that, you know, they're going to be calling witnesses, and they have to, you know, maybe some of the police that were brutalized. And I mean, just tell the whole story so that, you know, those in doubt can be corrected.
You're right. That was breaking news from this morning that they are going to call witnesses. I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. Two witnesses in my mind, Mike, that need to be called: Tuberville from Alabama and Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader.
You mean, who do you think you're effing talking to?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, so all this stuff is real. I mean, nobody's denying that, you know, these things happened. And you're right, this isn't a criminal proceeding. This is a joke. This is a...
I don't think it's a joke.
It's a farce.
I disagree with that. That is a joke. I think the Republican...
No, I mean, the whole hearing is. I mean, because they've already said they're going to acquit him. Before they had evidence presented to him, after they had it presented to him, and now with witnesses that are going to be called in, they're still going to ignore everything and acquit him. When will this country wake up and say, we've seen enough? And what, do we have to wait till this February freezes over to take to the streets? Because I'm like ready. Double mask, social distance, whatever, man. We need to shut this place down. This is a joke.
Take to the streets for what? to have
I've actually had results going to the streets before, right? It peacefully, not like these mobs that are, you know, breaking windows and killing people and spewing hate and everything. But the reason why, this has never happened before. That's why this is just, it's not democracy. It's fascism, man. And the Republican Party is just, they're gone. They are gone, except for a handful of them that are willing to break ranks. And, you know, I don't even know how far that goes, because they know that the Republicans are still not going to, you know, punish Trump or make sure that he never has a chance to run for office. Nobody in his family should. Anybody that's been in his administration should be impeached. All of them. The whole damn party should be gone. It really should. It does not represent what even those white slave-owning founders had in mind, for the most part. I mean, they've totally blown the cover off this. This is always what the Republican Party has stood for. I want people to understand that. This goes back decades and decades, centuries, whatever. Well, before they switched, you know, Democrats became Republicans, whatever. I don't want to hear that nonsense. For my whole entire lifetime, the Republican Party has been about white privilege and obstruction to anything that's beneficial to just average citizens. And you can call in anytime and interrupt me at 844-967-2789 here at Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. And I didn't say that at the beginning of the show because I'm jacked up, man. I can't believe this. I'm so glad they're calling witnesses. I want them to drag this out. I want it to be etched in everybody's minds and in the history books forever and ever and ever. And we can go on and on. I mean, did we get a caller already? Let somebody else jump in.
Yeah, Wisco Paul.
Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Hey, Pizza Box.
Did we cut him off?
No, I put him on hold, actually. Can you start over? Wisco Paul, please.
There you go.
Oh, hi, Pizza Box. How are you doing today?
All right, you just won a T-shirt. You're the first guy to say Pizza Box. So afterwards, yeah.
Okay.
I made up my mind. It's gonna come early, and anybody that doesn't say my name probably won't get one, and the first one that does get it. So.
Well, it was totally, I always remember you for accent down there. It was totally awesome what you did down there. By the way, I've always hated, like, Scott Oak comparing what happened down there to what happened in Washington on the 6th. But, hey, you take the Republican in this state, they set up the voting system, Pizza Box, and now they're going to investigate what they set up. So they don't want to do anything. It's just, it is pretty much a joke. I want to talk to you about the Fight for 15, which is near and dear to my heart, because I think wages need to be wage raised to that. But every time you start talking about it, the media starts firing up. I mean, the financial networks, wreck things. It'll cause money in a deficit, and it goes on and on and on. And I would like you to explain to me why that won't happen and why it's good. I think it's good, but if you got time for that, I think the 15 minimum wage is just an awesome thing. But you have so many people out there that in the business community that say it'll bankrupt us or whatever they're talking about. Thanks, Pizza Box. You have a great Saturday.
Hey, you bet. Well, I think it's kind of easy to explain, actually. Whenever it gains some traction, who owns the media? I mean, the corporations don't want $15 an hour. My God, that would affect, you know, those hardworking shareholders and board members from getting their yacht, right? You know, or whatever they get out of it. We know it's they get a financial boon out of it, and it comes at the expense of workers. So that's why it's messaged against. And everywhere that $15 an hour has been implemented, it's helped, okay? It's expanded the economy. Of course it does. The people at the bottom, the consumers, man, they're going to, if they don't have purchasing power, you know, okay, you'll see what's happening right now. Unemployment, poverty at a level that you've never seen in this country, at least none of us have. Not since probably the Roaring Twenties followed by the Great Depression, but that's what we're going through. It's like a Roaring Twenties, hey, and it's 2021. Imagine that. You know, what? History doesn't repeat itself? It does if you ignore it. And so $15 an hour isn't even enough anymore, because this is just out of sight. This, the stock market, you know, all the investors, they're investing on your futures, not theirs, okay? They're stealing yours. You say we got another caller.
We do. Before I bring Mark on, Wisco Paul, if you want that T-shirt, give me a call back and give me your information.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac.
Hey, Mark in the Sac. How you doing today?
Pizza box, Mike. I remember you from the protest as well.
So do the cops and legislators and... You know, I do, like, I'm animated, let's face it. I met so many people down there, and I remember meeting all you guys. You know, I don't always put the faces and names together just because I suffer, okay? But go ahead.
Yeah, my sign, when I first heard about it, I, you know, made up a sign, went to Walgreens, got, you know, got a, had a magic marker and a piece of white, you know, white cardboard, and said, you know, and then they came for the unions, because I knew a little pissant Scott Walker was, mm-hmm. you know, up to right then. I mean, that it just, you know, as Wisco brought up, it's just ridiculous. Scott Walker complains the protest in 2011 to what happened there, and there was no storming of the Capitol. We weren't in there in the walking through the Capitol, you know, screaming for anybody's blood.
And cops did not get killed inside the Capitol here in Wisconsin.
No, we just walked up and talked to them, and they had game wardens there too. I mean, because I knew some of those guys because I, you know, that I worked for the DNR there, and
I called those guys turtle men, the turtle men, and they were cool too. You're right.
It's just ridiculous. I mean and hopefully next weekend I can call them and get a T-shirt because I've been I want to add one of those to my collection. You know, of quality T-shirts. You know, to my full frontal one in honor of Samantha Bee and my sexy liberal one, and that my John Fugel sang Jesus quote one.
Right? Well, that, no. Yeah, you're going to get a T-shirt because pretty soon everybody that's called will get one. So hang in there. We are going to a break, I guess, right now.
Okay.
But yeah, you go ahead if you want anything else you want to say before we go, Mark.
No.
Is it snowing where you're at today?
Yeah, it's snowing, but it's not going to be the 42 inches like I had to dig all the snow with the Halloween snowstorm in 91.
I read about that one. Yes, that was one of the storms I was reading about today. Yeah, the Halloween storm.
My dad and I got on that one right away, and we're digging out during the storm and got it cleared out by the time the snowballs came through.
That was a blizzard.
That was a big blizzard,
yeah. Yeah, those are the ones, man. And, you know, February is a month. And so is the party of Republicans that has us in a cold grip right now. We got to break out of it. Maybe after the break.
After the break? Mark, hang on. We'll get your info. We'll get you a T-shirt.
Yeah. Come back.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. Do you know Zero Res also cleans air ducts? They've got honest, straightforward pricing and the same great service. Give us a call and in January, get a free permanent filter with every air duct cleaning. Call us at 608-848-9000 or ZeroResMadison.com.
Sunday, February 14th, let's give some love to the Madison Music Venues. The Virtual Venue Love Fest is a day-long virtual music festival to benefit our beloved music venues in Madison. Some of Madison's best songwriters and bands performing live from Cafe Coda, the Burr Oak, Communication, and the Boss Meadery, all streaming live. The Virtual Venue Love Fest starts at noon on February 14th. For more information and to watch live, go to audioforthearts.com. The Virtual Venue Love Fest, presented by Folk U Productions, Audio for the Arts, Cargo Coffee, and Max Inc. on Double Radio 92.7.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
With better reception than their tinfoil hats, why listen to any other station? 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, Madison's home for Devil Radio.
Welcome back to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Outside the pizza box. Wow. Okay. The impeachment. Watch, you know, look, first of all, I could have done this case in front of the Senate. I mean, it's all out. It's all public information. I mean, the timeline, the fact that everybody anticipated it. And then you listen to the defense. Well, you know, if they knew that there was something coming, why didn't the police and everything? First of all, who's in charge here? I mean, who's going to defend these guys when Trump is the president calling for the rally against them, right? And then you look at it, right? Let the Proud Boys, he tells them to stand by, but the National Guard, you know, he called them out at Black Lives Matter and all the other rallies and stuff like that. He certainly called them out for that, and I'm not going to argue whether that was a good idea or bad idea. It probably wouldn't have happened if it wasn't met with Proud Boys counter-protesting, and then he tells his National Guard to stand down. That's what happened. Does anybody not know this? I mean, okay, so this isn't really a trial, right? This is just all politics again. So that's how our government's going to run. It's just they're beyond the law. Okay, they're beneath it as far as I'm concerned. It's so corrupt and so heinous. It is not democracy, and anybody that thinks that this is a loser. You say we got a call.
We do. Andy from Beaver Dam.
Hey, Andy.
Beaverdam.
Snowing in Beaver Dam?
Well, a couple of comments. First of all, the impeachment trial is going to be another dead end. They can't get the amount of votes to impeach him and stuff, even though he deserves it. Secondly, it's the 10th, as you've been saying, the 10th anniversary of the busting of the loyal state employees and so forth. I remember later on that year signing a petition to recall Walker on one of the main drags up here. But a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, those teachers, they're just, you know, they only work 9 months out of the year. They make all that money, you know, and you know, who... I mean, in their right mind, who would want to be a teacher in someone in this day and age with, you know, all the things that you have to deal with? I mean, dedicated teachers are worth every dollar, you know, and all the rest of the people that work. So, I don't know. It's what a grim memory. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you know, and my mom and dad were both educators, public elementary school educators. My dad was actually an administrator that... stood with the, you know, told teachers that, you know, hey, you should probably go on strike and stand together in the 70s. Most principals would have been, my dad was not afraid to stand up for what was right. So, you know, and I remember that. I mean, I called Ed Schultz show just broken down when they pulled that on the teachers, you know, no collective bargaining, no. I come from the day when even the bully, you know, if he got out of line, even their parents would come in with him by the ear to take him in to apologize to the teacher, because they understood how important education really was, and a public education was the best way, the most diverse. And that's, you know, this private schools and everything that's been taken out of public schools to fund that, it's all for profits, and they teach an ideology. They don't even it's just no comparison to what I remember going through school. Those days are gone. But I mean, what do you expect? You know, you've got jurors that are, you know, supposedly neutral that are meeting with the defense team. And I mean, Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Lee. Sometimes you wonder if these guys are like related to, you know, the old guys like Robert E. Lee. And but I do remember that dude Metcalf that organized the Proud Boys, and they went on to violence. Man, they were charged. You know, they hate crimes. Anybody remember the day of hate crimes? Where now the police are committing them, and it's okay, I guess. Some of the comments made by Ted Cruz after like the first day, you know, I'll let somebody else fill out the scorecard. Like it's a game or something. Is it? People died, man. And we got real violence still building in this country. I mean, there's still stuff going on every day from, these white nationalist, racist dudes. They're the ones killing. Speaking of Metcalf, there was one in Iowa, you know, that was a white nationalist killing. Now we got another one in, I don't know where it was, Pennsylvania or something, a legislator that's a white nationalist named Metcalf. Are all these guys related, man? Because, you know, our old white senators are all KKK connected. McConnell, Lindsey Graham. These are all racist dudes, man. No, you know, roll the tape on Lindsey Graham. He's the one who's always saying, you know, use my words against me. Nobody uses anything against you because you guys are above and beyond the law. That's the problem here. We as citizens, you know, we have the ability to vote and to recall and things like that, but we don't have any control over what these guys do over the airwaves and what they do, you know, in the halls of legislation, you know. We can't stop them, right? And then we win an election and Trump can't take it and he advertises for them to fight and they have parties before, during, and after. I mean, he took joy in this, man. We got all the evidence, you know, he's talking to legislators. Kevin McCarthy's like, wow, man, who do you think you're talking to, dude? I'm like, you know, the minority dude in the Congress. He doesn't care. You guys know this, too. You're such spineless bastards. You really are. I mean, you could pull away from this. You guys could unify the country, you Republicans, but you're not going to. You're going to keep it divided when you acquit Trump. And then what? Blame it on everybody else. Blame it on Antifa and Black Lives. Antifa means anti-fascist, so I guess you could say, well, if that's, you know, what it stands for, I'm in there. Black Lives Matter, that's totally about, you know, law enforcement using deadly force against unarmed black people. Murder. Yeah, I'm against that, so I guess I'm in that crowd. White nationalist crowd? Proud Boys? No, sorry, man. I have a little more humility in me. I don't actually look at white people as like they're the supreme race or anything. I mean, you know, white's pretty bad. Look at it all outside right now. It's white everywhere, cold, frozen. Being white ain't everything, right? And being white doesn't mean you're right. But being a human being helps. That's where I prefer to start this. Just try to be a human being. And man, you can't make any excuses for being a Republican at this point. If you support fascism, racism, sexism, you know, slave labor, no education, no health care, screw your environment, keep voting Republican. Come back to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.